Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. From swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, these experiences are unparalleled in their historical relevance and grandeur. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to preserve the past to inspire future generations of dreamers. This is accomplished through the youth education program focused on deserving junior high students across California. Please go to the website foundationathearstcastle.com to learn more about how you can help us with our important mission.
Glad to see it end. It seems the bed is your only friend. Choose where you go and see where you have been.
Sunny War, cool, so cool to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So you're from Nashville.
Yeah, but I grew up in four different places.
In Tennessee or?
In Nashville, Denver, Detroit, and Los Angeles.
Do you have memories of LA and Detroit?
I have memories of all four places, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when were you in Detroit?
In the 90s and some of the early 2000s. And then Los Angeles, I was in more like teenage years and adult, like early 20s, I guess.
Talk to us about your music and what you do and when you started.
I started playing guitar when I was 7.
Wow.
And
acoustic?
Acoustic. And then I started playing electric guitar when I was 12. Mm-hmm. And then started my first band when I was 14 and played with them for a while. And then I put out my first solo project in 2009.
How old were you then?
I think I was 18 or 19.
Wow. When you were 12 and you were playing, who did you admire? You know, who did you want to emulate?
When I was 12, when I got my first electric guitar, I learned every AC/DC song, and I was obsessed with Angus Young. And then I really liked Slayer. I did learn a lot of Slayer songs, and I liked Slash, but I didn't like him as a guitar player. I just had a crush on him.
I love it.
And yeah, mostly just like 80s rock and roll stuff.
And how has your taste evolved? You know, where are you at now?
Now I just play fingerstyle blues type of guitar, so I don't play any rock and roll anymore.
Oh, interesting. And do you have any people, musicians, old or new, that you admire today?
I really like Dave Rawlings, Jillian Welch's stuff, and then I like Mississippi John Hurt and Skip James, and I like Chet Atkins.
Oh, cool. That's an old classic.
Yeah, I just like a lot of I also like Wes Montgomery, like a lot of, like, I guess, blues, country, and jazz, weird guitar players.
You have backup people in your band?
Not really. I'm playing with the bass player right now, but usually because I haven't gotten a new band together.
In a perfect world, what would you envision having backup?
I would like to at least have a drummer and bass player, and then maybe a keyboard player.
And you're on the road quite a bit?
Yeah, I'm touring a lot, but I think I'm done after October, I hope.
Take a break.
Yeah.
So are you still home-based in Nashville?
Well, I just moved to Nashville like 4 months ago Los Angeles, so I don't know how long I'll live there. I really don't know what I'm doing anymore.
And do you like Nashville? It's a very walkable town.
Nashville is cool. It just seems weird because it's I just feel nostalgic or something. Like, it feels very, like I live in the neighborhood that I went to kindergarten in.
Oh, cool.
And it's just very, you know, I don't know.
Is there
it's
something,
cute.
Is
it's
there,
cute.
Is there something comforting about it?
Sort of, but I'm also, I'm just confused about where I want to live.
Mm-hmm. And how about L.A.? Do you miss L.A. at all?
No. No. I don't miss L.A. because I guess, I think it's better to just visit there. I don't think I want to live there either. I also can't think of anywhere I do want to live, so maybe I'm just crazy.
Well, maybe you, maybe you haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's New Orleans, though.
Oh, wow.
I think that's probably where I want to live.
Uh-huh. That's really cool. When you were in California, did you do mostly live music performances?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I played a lot of shows there, and I think I go back soon, actually. I think we're playing more West Coast shows.
Mm-hmm. And how about San Francisco and Oakland?
Yeah, I played there a lot, too, and I spent a lot of time in San Francisco.
And how about Oakland?
And Oakland.
Mm-hmm. Where did you play in Oakland?
We were just there, though, a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the name of the place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oakland's kind of a cool town, isn't it? Even like being right on the bay and it's so pretty.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how long it will be cool or San Francisco because they've really made it unaffordable to artists. Like everybody I know that used to live there that was a musician or any kind of artist has had to move in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's like every time they do, it's just basically people like move somewhere for the culture and then they pretty much make it unlivable for the people there that were creating the culture. Even Oakland, I remember when Oakland was like the place to go and you could afford it. And now they've changed. It's just changed so much. I can't see a musician living there anymore.
Well, tell us about your music and how it comes to you, that whole process.
I guess I just write a lot of poems in my phone, and then I also just record guitar ideas in my phone.
Mm-hmm. When you're writing lyrics, are you also in your brain parallel hearing the music riff with the words? Or does it... Music.
No, I don't do... I just write...
You just write the
lyrics,
word.
Yeah.
And then you figure out how it works as music?
Yeah, because I feel like the music part is easier than the lyric part.
Mm-hmm. What are you trying to communicate in a perfect world? What do you want to say to me as a listener through your music?
I don't think I communicate anything, really, because, I mean, it's...
It's more
about every song is just different, and I just a lot of times very specific to one thing I'm thinking about
at that moment.
Yeah, and I don't think songs are mostly just like fun. I don't know. They're like short stories sometimes, or they're like I don't know. I don't because I like when people have a message and are trying to communicate things, but I don't think that I personally want to like dedicate my thing to anything because I like keeping it loose, like improvising and not knowing what I want to talk about, you know? Mm-hmm.
So it's not a social agenda through your music.
I mean, I've written some songs that are political, but that was just, that happened to be what I was thinking about at that moment. Mm-hmm. But I also like love songs. I also like to write about addiction issues. I also like to write about lucid dreaming. It could be anything, really. Mm-hmm.
So it's whatever your mood is at that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or sometimes it could be a melody inspires what the lyrics are.
Oh, like interesting. Sometimes. So it just comes to your head, that melody?
Well, I have a lot of different... I'm more of a guitar player than anything, so I think sometimes if I play something long enough, I'm kind of like, this kind of makes me think of this, or just how it sounds, like how... It'll sound, I don't know, like, because sometimes I have instrumental stuff a lot longer before I add any lyrics to it.
Mm-hmm. As a guitarist today, your go-to is acoustic or electric when you're just kind of strumming around and playing around? And
acoustic.
Is it because of, again, the literal acoustic characteristics of the guitar? You're not drowning it out through electricity?
Well, it's because I mostly play fingerstyle blues, like, which is a lot of it is, I mean, you could play it on electric, but it's, mm-hmm. I think my style is just like fingerstyle guitar, and electric kind of, I don't know if that sounds right on electric guitar necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Of all the musicians that you've listened to and heard about and whatnot, if you could meet them and talk with them, even long gone, long dead, who would you want to hang out with and meet?
I don't know.
The blues and the old classic tradition.
I don't know.
No?
Because I'm not, like, into that, like, into meeting people, you know?
Right.
It's like...
But, well, whether
you... I mean, like, I don't know.
But
like,
there has...
Somebody, I guess Nina Simone.
There you
like,
go.
Like, she'd probably be really fun to talk to. But that's...
Yeah. That'd be way cool.
It's also her piano playing.
Yeah.
She's pretty...
Pretty incredible.
Pretty great piano. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boy, but when I
And her lyrics, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, she was a classic. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time.
All right.
But I thank you so much, Sunny.
Thank you for having me.
That's really cool. How does somebody learn more about your world? Do you have a website or...
Yeah, there's sunnywar.com,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm on Instagram and Facebook under Sunny War Music.
Sunny, thanks again.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Bristol, Tennessee, and Virginia. We'll see you here.
Glad to see it end. It seems the bed is your only friend. Choose where you go and see where you have been. Lucy, Lucy, you'll see stars again. Tears in this world become waterfalls. There's no borders where there are no walls. Happiness is no dream at all. Lucy, Lucy, you'll be 10 feet tall. Keep your eyes closed, closed real tight. Let them shuffle. Thank you.
funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. From swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, these experiences are unparalleled in their historical relevance and grandeur. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to preserve the past to inspire future generations of dreamers. This is accomplished through the youth education program focused on deserving junior high students across California. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle, one of the most awe-inspiring locations in the world. The legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture, is woven into the foundation at Hearst Castle's mission. Julia Morgan's life can continue to inspire and empower young women and young men all over the world. This is one of the few opportunities to donate to such an important cause that not only changes the lives and perspectives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors. Please go to the website, foundation@hearstcastle.com, to learn more about how you can help us with our important mission. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer on KCBX Radio. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York, and in fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station. The last 2 bits for Norma Rae.